Jerry Bader Show 1049. What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap sleeping? Just want to throw out there, you have not played Mary, Did You Know? Just throwing it out there. 1049. Did you? I missed it. Sorry, I blew up. 1049, Jerry Bader Show. All right. So under the lemon law, these people bought a lemon from Ford. Ford acknowledges that, offered them a new one, a 2012 Ford Escape, but not the color they wanted. Each side says the other is being petty, that Ford could have gotten them their magenta whatever, instead gave them one in blue just because they're upset about the whole thing. Ford says no, they won't accept the blue one because they just are trying to prolong this. Ford never did explain why they couldn't give them the one in the color that they ordered in the first place. Now, understand, they're not getting a free vehicle. They'd have to continue payments on a Ford Escape. So essentially, Ford is saying, all right, we accept that you bought a defective product, but we're not going to give you the color you want. Who is being petty here? Who is right? Who is wrong? Mark in Green Bay. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
Good. Mark Becker, this would be, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes.
Brown County Republican Party chairman. All right, this is actually in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
It is, yeah. My actual job is at a dealership here.
All right, go ahead.
I think it would depend on the situation. See, if we order out a vehicle for a customer, and ordering out means you're selecting the options, you're selecting the color, you're selecting everything, if that's how it was done first and foremost, I would imagine that Ford would probably have to honor the selections that they made, because if it was an order out, a custom vehicle for them, well, that's kind of the reason and the way they purchased their vehicle, customized to what they wanted. Now, if they did not work that agreement out with Ford in terms of that new vehicle, mm-hmm. and no specifications were met, I would imagine that they're just being a little bit petty.
Who's they? The couple?
Yeah, if the couple did not, when they knew that they were going to get a lemon law car, and so like a buyback or whatever they call those, if they knew they were getting another car and did not work that out with Ford, then I think that's their own fault.
Okay, I got an email from someone who claims to know what he's talking about. I want you to read this and say, said, the dealer could have dealer traded for the car if the people wanted. Ford does not replace the car, the dealer replaces the car itself. Is that true?
Read that again.
He's saying that this is actually on the dealer and not Ford Motor Company. The dealer replaces the car itself, and not Ford Motor Company.
Well, if it's a lemon law, from my understanding of lemon laws, it's a buyback from Ford. So that's not on the dealer. It's on the actual manufacturer.
Okay.
Is how I understand that.
Okay. Everybody's an expert when it comes to this, why even indulge that, I don't know.
Right. But hey, Merry Christmas to you, buddy, and your family and all the listeners out there. So hope if I don't talk to you between now and then, have a great, great Christmas.
All right, Mark, same to you. Mark Becker, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. All right, so if they didn't specify when they when they made arrangements to get the lemon car, he's saying, hey, you know, that's too bad. Dan on the road. Oop, Dan is not there. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I want to take another call or two on this before I tell you what I think. Each side accuses the other of being petty. Ford acknowledges that it was a defective car. There's no issue with that. Therefore, they took their 2010 Ford Escape and gave them a 2012 Ford Escape under the lemon law. All right, so, or something with the phones, or someone just trying to annoy you over there. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. In court, each essentially accused the other of being petty. Ford accused them of prolonging this, and they accused Ford of being petty and giving them a different color car just because they were annoyed that they had to give them a new car. Tom in Wausau. Tom, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Merry Christmas.
You said that they're getting a 2012,
mm-hmm.
and it is they could get have a 2013, but I think what Ford is doing is they're taking stock that they have of 12s, and that's what they're giving them, and they probably don't have a red one in that stock because they could give them a 12 because they're, you know, they're not, you know, brand new one. Mm. That's out there in the...
Well, but no, Tom, it was, I mean, you got to understand, this has been courted for a while. It was brand new when they got it.
Oh, I mean, so this was in 2012 when when this court case started.
It was actually fall of 11 when they offered them the 2012.
Oh.
Yeah, so that wouldn't really come into play. Thanks a lot for the call. I actually think, I don't know what the logistics are of Ford getting them on the same color. Here's my position on this. Yeah, someone called Jason and said, I was in the courtroom and I have something to add. We can't put you on the air. Anybody could say that. Now, Jason, my feeling was your initial reaction is you thought they were being unreasonable, the couple. You don't know. Okay, here's my thought. When I buy a product and I order a product, I want it the way I ordered it. Chase is like, I don't really care. It's Christmas. I want that product that way. They ordered a certain color. Now, I don't know if they would say they really wouldn't have spent that money if they couldn't get that color. I don't know. But that's the car they ordered. It was defective. They returned it. I actually disagree with the jury on this. I think Ford should give them a car of the same color. You might consider this petty. Were I the Porters, I would do the same thing. I spent $27,000 for a new vehicle of the color I wanted. You sold me a defective vehicle. That doesn't change the fact I still want that color. Under the Lemon Law, what's tricky here is the word comparable. You can make the case that this does fit the requirement under the word comparable. Because it's a newer model, everything else. Ford didn't follow through. Why Ford would do this is amazing to me. As you know, if you're a regular listener, I love Fords. And our next vehicle will be another Ford. It will. But I expect to get the color I want, even if the one you sell me doesn't work. Brian in Wausau. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, my folks had this problem back in 2007 with a GM, a Chevy Tahoe, and I believe it's all the dealership because they were able to, through the dealership, my folks didn't do anything. The dealership took care of it all. They got the same vehicle, same color, exactly the way they ordered it. The dealership ordered another one.
I just don't understand why whoever the dealership was involved and Ford Motor Company, why they would, I mean, this to me is a black eye to them. And I am somewhat surprised, thanks a lot for the call, that the jury saw this. I suppose it's comparable. And maybe that word in the law is the issue here. Brandon in Appleton. Brandon, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I really appreciate everything. I just wanted to call real quick and mention that, I mean, if I go to a store and I purchase a ham and there's a problem with it, I'm expecting a ham in return. I'm not expecting them to give me a turkey. I want, you know, what I purchased, and I feel that this couple deserves exactly what they purchased and all the bells and whistles with which they included, including the color.
I agree with that. I would be furious were I these people. Thanks a lot for the call. You're admitting you sold me a bad car. Replace it with a quality one the way I ordered it. It's 10:58. That's it for 2013. As always, thank you for listening whenever you do. It is appreciated more than you can know. Have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's when I will speak with you next. It's 10:59.
Children, listen. The Jerry Bader Show.